Saudara pendengar, pengungsi dan pencari suaka di negara-negara maju berpenghasilan tinggi berjuang untuk mendapatkan perumahan yang stabil dan terjangkau, dan ini dapat berdampak buruk bagi kesehatan mereka. Sebuah penelitian dari Flinders University telah mengidentifikasi hambatan seperti bahasa, kurangnya referensi sewa, dan diskriminasi yang mempengaruhi para migran mencari rumah di tempat baru mereka. Berikut ini laporan tentang hal tersebut yang disusun oleh Esam Al-Khalib untuk SBS News. Di banyak negara berpendapatan tinggi, pasar perumahan sangat ketat dan mahal sehingga semakin sulit bagi pengungsi dan pencari suaka untuk mendapatkan perumahan yang stabil dan terjangkau. Para peneliti di Universitas Flinders di Australia Selatan menelusuri kehidupan 25 pengungsi dan pencari suaka di Australia selama 3 tahun. Mereka menyoroti bagaimana kualitas dan stabilitas perumahan secara signifikan telah mempengaruhi kesehatan fisik dan mental para pencari suaka itu. Profesor Anna Zitz adalah penulis utama penelitian tersebut yang diterbitkan di BMC Public Health.
Housing is such an important part of building a new sense of space and home here in a new country, and we know that there are a range of problems for people accessing housing for the general population, particularly at the moment. There are things like finding, you know, things that, housing that's affordable, that's appropriate to your needs in the area that you'd like to live in. But when you come from a forced migration background, there are an additional set of barriers that we've identified in the research, both in our research and it's also been found in other research.
Dan ada juga hambatan tambahan dari yang itu.
These are things like language barriers and not really knowing how the system works to get housing here in Australia. Usually when you're renting housing, you require rental references and identity documents that some people may not have. You might need to be able to sign a long-term lease, but if you're on a temporary visa, you aren't able to do that. You might experience discrimination in the housing market as someone from a migrant or refugee background. And for people, they're just a long way from social connections that can help connect people into housing. And then once people are in housing, there can be ongoing issues for them in the housing.
Profesor Zitz mengatakan hambatan lainnya termasuk tidak dapat menemukan tempat tinggal yang dekat dengan koneksi sosial dan teman-teman mereka. Peserta penelitian mengungkapkan bagaimana kondisi perumahan yang sulit tersebut berdampak buruk pada kesehatan mereka. Salah satu dari mereka melaporkan adanya kecemasan terus-menerus mengenai kepemilikan rumah, sementara yang lain menyebutkan bagaimana kebisingan dan kurangnya privasi mempengaruhi tidur mereka. Masalah-masalah ini mempunyai dampak yang serius terhadap kesejahteraan. Gemju tiba di Australia bersama ibu dan saudara-saudaranya sebagai pengungsi 13 tahun yang lalu. Ia mengambil bagian dalam studi Universitas Flinders itu. Setelah awalnya ditampung oleh Anglicare selama 3 bulan, Gemju dan keluarganya diberitahu bahwa waktu mereka telah habis dan mereka harus mencari tempat tinggal sendiri.
After 3 months, the lease finished, they said, go out.
Wow, so, go out.
Yeah, we don't know how to communicate. We don't have a reference to help us to find housing at the time. So we went through a tough time.
Setelah itu, keluarga Gemiju harus tidur di tempat-tempat teman mereka atau keluarga mereka.
So we have to move out to... one of us live in somewhere. One of live like couch surfing.
Uh-huh.
You know, couch surfing mean we sleep wherever, like with a different family.
Did you suffer anxiety and stress during this period?
Yes. Yeah, I do, but I did well. Sometime challenge. Make you, you know, stronger.
Mm-hmm.
My younger brothers, they just damaged. They can't. It's long story. Yeah, it's yeah, it's been tough time. It was tough time.
Gemiju membandingkan kehidupan keluarganya di Afrika dan keluarganya di sini, dan ia mengatakan pengalaman itu sangat traumatis.
In Africa we used to live together, we share what we have. You know, it's, there was a cultural clash, causes those trauma, and lack of housing is also on top of that.
Penulis studi tersebut menyerukan strategi komprehensif untuk mendukung pengungsi dan pencari suaka. Hal itu termasuk dukungan perumahan dalam jangka waktu yang lebih lama, bantuan yang lebih besar dalam mengakses persewaan swasta, dan inisiatif untuk membangun hubungan antara pendatang baru dan tetangga mereka. Profesor Anna Sitch menjelaskan.
The many people coming from refugee and asylum seeking backgrounds are coming from more collectivist cultures where neighborhood ties are really important, and you know your neighbors and you're connected to people. And so there were some really nice examples in the study where people had been able to make connections with their neighbors and how important that had been for their overall settlement, but also for their health and well-being. And so one of the other things we're really wanting to speak to is the importance of sort of neighborhood cohesion and welcome type initiatives. And also for members of the general public who might be listening to think, there's still a role to be played in terms of if you have people moving into your neighborhood, thinking about how you can do those small acts of welcome, because they were really identified as important parts of the housing health connection.
Pada bulan Mei yang lalu, pemimpin pihak oposisi Peter Dutton mengumumkan akan mengurangi imigrasi permanen sebesar 25% untuk menanggulangi krisis perumahan. Namun, menurut pakar seperti Dr. Michael Fotheringham dari Australian Housing and Urban Research Institute, solusi itu terlalu sederhana. Dr. Fotheringham melihat bahwa jumlah orang yang tinggal perumahan menurun dan penggunaan perumahan di Australia telah berubah.
The trends in Australia of the number of people per household is falling. We are increasingly a nation of one and two person households. More than half of the households in Australia are only one or two people. Over time, that means we're consuming more housing for the number of people we have. That's a bigger driver of the shortfall in housing than migration numbers, which are largely temporary migration. You know, the majority of migration is temporary, and the biggest group of them are student, international students, many of whom reside in international student housing provided through the universities and operate in a slightly different system than the private rental market or home ownership market.
Dr. Fotheringham menganjurkan pendekatan holistik terhadap perumahan, termasuk menyewakan kamar kosong. Laporan bersama oleh CoreLogic, Arkista, dan Blackford mengusulkan pembangunan granny flat untuk meningkatkan ketersediaan dan keterjangkauan perumahan. Laporan The State of Housing System 2024 ini menunjukkan bahwa meskipun Australia mencapai tujuannya membangun 1,2 juta unit rumah baru, masih akan ada kekurangan sekitar 39 ribu rumah dalam 6 tahun mendatang, sehingga memperburuk keterjangkauan perumahan. Demikianlah tadi laporan tentang perumahan di Australia yang disusun oleh Esam Al-Khalib untuk SBS News dan disampaikan oleh Ricky Kusumo.